So let's talk about the sense of an ending. What did you think of the sense of an ending as a film, generally?
Disappointing, I would call it.
Why disappointing? You didn't even know what you were going to see.
No, but it was just like a BBC film, wasn't it? Made for TV, almost. That's what it felt like.
I was quite annoyed by, if we're talking about, like, beyond Bechdel, so how representative was that film of how people actually live in London? Everybody seemed to have, like, a really amazing townhouse in a really luxurious...
Well, in fairness, he went to a rather upmarket grammar school.
Yes, they were all quite posh.
She was a QC.
She was a QC, so she could afford it. Wasn't he just a camera?
Was he
a camera seller the whole time?
No, he was retired and did something else.
Do you think
in
he
life?
Was a doctor? But then I was like, he's a crap doctor because
well, he was
his...
retired and did something else in life that we don't really know about, but presumably was well to do,
well paid.
But then that makes sense if you grew up in that life.
Yes, I suppose
I don't
so.
Really have a problem with that. I don't think the film was a comment on social norms. Not like a Richard Curtis or a Helen Fielding.
No, and Julian Barnes, who wrote the book, is a kind of white middle class, upper middle class, possibly. Aristocratic man. I've heard him speak. He sounds quite posh. So perhaps that's the world that he knows. But it was a little bit Richard Curtis, wasn't it? There weren't really many black faces or Asian. Well, the postman was Asian.
No, but
and the woman who took the antenatal class was black. So I noticed both of those, probably because it was a sea of white faces.
I don't know. I mean, if you ask me, is that a film that's a commentary on class? No, not particularly.
The point is not whether it's commenting on it. The point is whether it's normalising it and making it seem that that's the only story that London can provide about rich people.
I don't believe so. I don't think so.
Okay.
You take a film like Love Actually, which really does paint a picture of everybody having extreme wealth. Same with Bridget Jones's Diary. But this is not the same thing.
You don't think it's the same?
No, this is a story told in isolation. You can tell an isolated story with a degree of wealth in mind if you want to.
Yeah. I suppose you couldn't necessarily have had more... You couldn't have had more black people, I suppose, because it was all to do with people who had kids with each other. And if they had a baby that wasn't white, then you'd know who the father or mother was. And he went to a boys' school, didn't he?
You don't, you don't have to tell a story with minorities or anything like that. If that's not the story
I'm asking the question, which is, were there any parts in the film where you could have replaced them with a man with a woman, or a white person with a black person,
I dare say the answer to that is probably yes, but I don't think that detracts from the film.
No, fair enough. But the point of this is to just look at it and think, are there ways in which we could be better? I think actually women were very well represented in the film. They were crucial to the point. But I do think that there were plenty of stories plenty of scenes where people were just talking about other people, because that was the nature of the film. It was about the people and it was about the hidden relationships. It wasn't about being a lawyer. It was about the secret things that were happening. So you didn't like it because...
No, I didn't like it.
Okay.
I just thought it was run
didn't
of...
Didn't love it.
It was run of the mill.
Thought it was average.
There's nothing particularly spectacular or splendid about it.
But is that partly because...
It's not going to win any awards or anything like that.
Did you feel, though, at the end of the film that you had adequately... The director had adequately described what was really happening?